toe, man. My toe was really bothering me. You know, during the game, it kind of was real sore. I mean, a couple days before that, I just kind of played through it. Yesterday really was really hurting pretty bad. But I got MRI, some x-rays, and it's fine. You know, I felt a little better today, so I went for it. Actually finished practice. I didn't know what I was going to do as far as, you know, my reps and my workload today, but it's kind of getting into it. Start warming up, and I need to work anyway, so I just finished practice.
Seem frustrated after practice when you're walking off the field. Is that accurate? Or
I won't say frustrated. Anytime I'm not capable of going out there and practicing and missing the, you know, it's never something to be happy about, you know. So unless it's a day off, you know, the team's a day off and we can relax. But missing a day of really work is, it can be frustrating because somebody out there's, you know, getting better. I'm not.
The turf toe type thing?
You can say a small version of turf toe. You know, I don't think as severe, as serious. Just was bothering me, you know, trying to put pressure on it. You know, so.
You said you had an MRI or?
Yeah, MRI. Yeah, everything looked fine.
But something like that that's happening this early in camp, something you worry could linger throughout the season? Is it
well, I felt like if it hurt too much, I would shut it down. But like I said, I warmed up today and I felt good. I could feel it still, but I could push through it. You know what I mean? I think in this league, you got to learn how to, you know, play through pain if you can. And if you can, you got to go out there and work hard. And like I said before, I hate missing reps, you know, not being to get better. And my track record, since I've been here, I don't miss a lot of games. I don't miss rarely any practices. Y'all know that. Yeah, sure.
Did you hurt it like in the game or?
You know what? When we were practicing the Patriots, you know, I kind of hurt it then. It's one of the things where like you play, man, and you feel different things, you know. And as you play more, you kind of feel it even more, you know. But yesterday was at an all-time high, just as far as pain from the morning until I got here.
Which one is it?
My left big toe. Yeah.
Is there anything you could do today?
Yeah, you know, I actually started out slow. I really did. Just trying to get to the hole and kind of sprint. As it warmed up, as you get into it, you know, kind of just play through it.
You're not the type of player who they need to see on Thursday night. Is this something that will keep you out of the game, you think?
Nah, because if I'm feeling good, I'm going to go out there and play. Another thing is just, like I said, I hate to lose them reps, you know. I may not need a lot of them, but there's stuff I can get better at. Even from the small reps that we got in the previous games and in practices against the Patriots, you know. So I'm always trying to, you know, get that workload and get better.
You made it through practice today?
I'm sorry?
Make it through practice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't watch practice?
Yeah. We booted
after here. Okay, all right, yeah. Well, I finished practice. Started off slow and really got to it kind of middle of practice and finished out really, really strong. You know, good for conditioning. It's one thing to go in the training room and get that type of conditioning, type of workload, but actually go on the field and really run and make the cuts and the reads, you know, you don't want to miss that.
Sean, this will obviously be the last game you play before the regular season.
Hope so.
You hope so? Is that what
Man.
You say? What do you want to accomplish in this game?
I want to really go out there, man, and be mistake-free, man, just from the penalties, missed assignments, you know, playing fast, tempo, Chip Kelly offense football, you know, and execute. I mean, have some good drives. I feel like it's taking a little bit to warm up and then go. Or we need some adversity and then we're playing hard. I think from the get-go, you know, go out there and line up, be fast, and put some points up.
But you haven't taken many snaps in the first two games. So
I know, and in the last game, it was...
What are you trying to get?
I mean, I guess the situation matters. You know, we got the pick six. They drive, then they get a pick six, then they start again. So, I mean, if the situation's right, just want to go out there and just play fast, play physical for myself, you know, read my keys, you know, play smart, and just try to execute, you know, don't have as many. I'm sorry?
You ever not played smart?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's games where I haven't played smart and made mistakes, yeah.
Jay, what do you think Jason Peters of
it? Peters? Man, a lot of things. From just the God-given talent to be that big and move that fast. He's so strong, man. He's even when he was kind of nicked up and banged up, seeing the way he played, man, he's special. He's by far one of the best players. He's the best player on this team, you know, for sure, hands down. There's nothing he can't do, being honest. And if he need to play tight end, he can play tight end. Oh, he's a veteran, man. He's been there. He's done it. He just wants to win. You know, all the small things, you know, he's always on us about, from just training hard, working hard, you know, to better ourselves on his team. He's a guy, he's not really big vocal, but his play speaks loud. You know, he's the type of guy where you promise you he has that protection, he has that back, you know, he'll do it.
Sean, I want to ask, have you been following this the Little League team from Philadelphia, and what do you think about what these kids have been able to do so far?
With the pitcher? Man, yeah. I actually tweeted and wished them good luck. They're doing very well. She's a special talent. Anytime you can be at that type of age and be a female, you know, balling at a high level against boys, you know, that potentially have an opportunity to play in the major leagues. And she's holding her own, and she's making a statement, I think, for this city. And she's doing well. As a team, they're doing well. So, you know, a lot of congrats goes to them, and hopefully they finish up strong and do well.
This is the time of the year pick their fantasy teams.
They love you. Yeah.
Do you pay much attention to that, or is it ever a pain in the neck?
Oh, well, I never want to disappoint anybody, so I pay a little bit attention to it. And, I mean, I take it, it's fun. You know, there's certain players that actually follow fantasy. And, you know, anytime, you know, you'll see an older lady in the store, you know, who she looks like she's never heard of football, actually mention, like, hey, you know, McCoy, you know, good luck. I have you on my fantasy team. It's something funny. And it's something pretty cool. So I guess it's a different way to get the fans more involved in the game. I think fantasy is the closest thing to actually knowing or being part of the NFL. They have their own team, their own GM. They sit players. They bench them. They start them. They trade for players. So I think it's something to get the, you know, the fans more involved with the NFL. And they're actually doing a good job.
You were on the cover of the ESPN Fantasy, and then you did that NFL fantasy commercial.
Yeah.
What was that like? Was that fun to
be? Yeah, it was fun because actually, you know, you actually link up and talk to other NFL guys that's big on fantasy. And we're joking. You know, I was talking to Jamal Charles about it. Like, he beat me out in the fantasy this year. I'm going for him. This, you know, something to joke around with. You know, this year I might play. Yeah, I might play, man. I feel big about this team. So my whole starting lineup is going to be the Eagles, if I could do that.
Send you a share of their championship winnings?
Yeah, right. They haven't. They should. He wants some big bucks in that.
Well, Sean, if I could ask you, like, you know, this obviously going into the second year and the shifts in offense and stuff, do you kind of wonder, like, how he's able to stay in the defense, you know, with his philosophy?
You know, I always think, like, man, you know, a teammate get a hint of what we're doing. Because small things you see, like, from different teams late in the year, from even the preseason games, you see people taking some of her stuff and using it. And you know where it came from because we're on a team that we're doing that type of things. But with Chip, he's always a step ahead. I mean, there's times where I'm like, man, well, you know, if they get a hold of this, and he finds a way to capitalize on it. So if they have an answer, he has an answer. I guess that's, you know, that's why he's a heck of a coach. He's been winning, and especially offensively, he's put up tons of stats. So it makes sense. That's why he has so much success. He's a genius, man. He really is.
They probably don't impact you much. The penalties are being called, and we need to work in space. But,
you know, well, it might. Hey, it's going to. You know, that's the difference between a .180 and I was messing with you. But yeah, I mean, I think as an offense, as a team, we got to do better. You know, it's different rules, new rules. And the thing about it is it won't change. You know, we have to change. So if it's our alignments, our hand placements, from holding, so whatever it is, we got to eliminate the flags. Because it only hurts the offense. And a team.